Watch this. Notice in the Mark 11, 23, he said, shall not doubt, shall not doubt, shall not doubt, shall not doubt. Where? In your heart, in your heart. In Matthew 21, 21 said, Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith, and what? If you have faith, and doubt not, and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree. What did Jesus do to the fig tree? He said to that fig tree, no man eat fruit from you hereafter or forever. What happened to the fig tree? It dried up. And he said, if you have faith and doubt not, if you have faith and what? Yeah. Doubt not. You shall not only do that which is done to the fig tree, but also ye shall say to this sickness, to this mountain, to this debt, to this problem, to this demon, to this evil spirit, to this trouble that's trying to overwhelm you, trying to overtake you, you shall say to it, remove, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. It shall be done. It shall be done. Now notice back, keep in mind as we continue, keep in mind Jesus said, whosoever. Everybody can be a whosoever, but everybody not being a whosoever. I want to say it again. Everybody can be a whosoever. So if you're not the whosoever, you don't qualify. Because you're not saying nothing. You're not believing nothing. But if you believe with your heart, believe with your heart, and say with your mouth, hello, hello, hello. You shall tell that mountain, tell that problem, remove yourself. You don't have no place in my life. All right. Keep that in mind as we continue. Verse 22 said, all things and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, what? Believing ye shall receive. How many things? How many things? Did you hear that? When I was looking at that verse, I noticed that he said all things, not something. But you talk to people, you listen to people that are full of doubt and unbelief. Well, you know, God says sometime yes and sometime no. I heard it. But I heard what the word says. It says all the promises of God in him is yes, and so be it. Amen. Glory to God. Now notice Matthew again. We're moving right along. Moving right along. Notice Matthew again, 17:20. Can you put that up there? Matthew 17:20. We are dealing with sayings. Saying. 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 Jesus said unto them, because of your what? Unbelief. What stopped the people from having it? Because he just said earlier, if you believe in your heart and say with your mouth, you have whatever you say. He said, this is the reason why you don't have it, because Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. And in this particular case, they asked him, Lord, why couldn't we cast that devil out of that boy? He said, because of your unbelief. Hello? Huh? He said, because of your what? Unbelief. For listen to what he says here now. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith, how? As a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say. Ye shall do what?
Say.
Say. Say, I'm a sayer.
I'm a sayer.
That's who I am.
That's who I am.
ye shall say unto what? This mountain, this problem, remove hence to yonder place. And it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Ooh, glory. Say to this debt, say to this lack, say to this problem. Say to this burden, say to this sorrow, say to this whatever come up in your life. Remove yourself. Say to this appetite, you're not going to rule me. What he said, say. But you know what? People disrespect God. I can tell in the way many people act. But yet I'm going to preach the word because I told the Lord, I said, I'm going to preach and teach the best you I have learned from you. I'm not gonna cut no corners with anybody. I don't know everything. And if I said that, I'd be lying. I don't know everything. But I'm gonna teach and preach and live what I know. And I'm steady learning every day. I wanna learn more and more because I know I don't know it all. And the reason why people are in trouble, Lord. The reason why people get in trouble, see, like I'm standing here teaching you now, you all over in La La Land somewhere, and you need to be getting this in your heart. You take an attitude against what God is saying, and when that day of trouble comes, you don't know what to do. But when you had to pay the attention, say, Lord, teach me, I'm here to be taught so I can learn, because I'm telling you, trouble days, if y'all hadn't figured out yet, there's some trouble days here. North Korea right now trying to threaten like they're going to blow up everything. They ain't moving. Right now. We have never seen terrorist attack like we see it today. But you know what the Lord told us to do? Preach the gospel. He said, teach my people how to walk in this word. Teach them how to pray. Teach them how to be faithful. Teach them how to be, because that's our only place of safety. That's our only place of deliverance. Just because people have billions and millions of dollars and trillions of dollars, that's not a safe haven. No. Your safety is knowing God, knowing how to trust Him, knowing how to operate in that word, knowing how to operate in the power of God. And when you come to church, you know you're coming to get something so you can go and do something. But to just come up in, just to step in church, say, I've been to church. See, some people think they go, because they go to church, that's what saved them. You can go to church all your life and die and go to hell. You got to receive Jesus and make Him Lord of your life. That's the only place. That's the only way to eternal life. Amen. But doubt and unbelief make people say, well, he ain't whanging. And I've seen many of them whang, and when they got through whanging, nothing happened. Bunch of flesh rose up. Amen. And somebody forgot to use a deodorant. Come on. Yeah. You'll get it on your way home. But when you get this word inside of you in the day of adversity, in the day of temptation, in the day of trial, in the day when the enemy challenges you, and you rise and say, no, you don't. Hallelujah. Amen. Notice he said, because of your unbelief. And that's something I work hard on. I don't want no unbelief in me. Hello? Just because I go to a certain church or got a certain name, I come under that what get rid of unbelief is the word. That's what get rid of it. Not because you go to a certain denomination. You hooked up with a certain group. You got unbelief and all that kind of stuff.